Good morning, my friends. Skip here. Next episode, Finding Meaning, 5:36 a.m. It is the 22nd of February. We are in a stretch of amazing weather here. Almost too nice. They're calling for 70 degrees next week, potentially. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Iowa in February, but that's bizarre. So, we're enjoying it. Hopefully, it doesn't portend something worse as we get into the summer. But we'll see. Right now, I'm helping to teach in a kindergarten class, and the kids are sure enjoying the weather. So I hope wherever it is that you are, that you find yourself, that it's nice, and that you're having a great Thursday, or any day that you're listening to this. I want to welcome all the listeners, especially the new ones, and the longtime listeners. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the podcast. Got nothing to sell, got no advertisement, you know, it's all word of mouth, it's attraction rather than promotion. So thanks for sharing. Want to talk today about PPP again. Had a recent conversation with a friend who listens to the podcast about that idea of PPP. I will go over it again here in a second. It is probably fundamentally what Finding Meaning is about. I don't know if it's a new idea. I think it's probably an old idea, just framed in a new way. So PPP is, right, we perceive reality, we process reality, we project or produce a reality. What I want to do today as something a little bit different, is that I want to sort of reverse it. Well, instead of PPP, we'll do PPP. So I want to start with the projection of reality first. Maybe a little different take. And hopefully it will inject some freshness and some nuance into the conversation that wasn't there before. So let's talk about it. We produce a reality. We just do. Doesn't matter who you are. Your choices, how you identify yourself, how you live your life, creates an atmosphere, creates a reality in the world. It just does. And there's really no use to deny that. Even if you are alone on a mountaintop in the middle of nowhere, you are creating an environment. You are interacting with the trees, the surroundings. Most of us are not on a mountaintop by ourselves. Most of us go to work. We interact with people, we have relationships, et cetera, et cetera. And when we make choices, when we make decisions, when we act in the world, we affect the world. It's just a fact. You know, that's not rocket science. That's pretty simple stuff. It happens in all sorts of ways. Today, I will be amongst about 25-year-old children, and how I act will affect them. What I can teach, what I can't teach, my patience, my lack of patience, my brain, you know, my focus, being present or not, it all affects. It all has an impact on my surroundings and their surroundings. In other words, we are all interwoven. I'm sitting here, I see our two dogs and our cat, watching the news, talking to you, all producing some form of reality. And that happens on a spectrum, right? The puppy's on my lap, he's comfortable. I am giving him space and a warm place to lay. Pretty simple reality, right? It won't have a huge impact and a ripple effect in the world. I'm watching the news where people who have power and can make decisions about your life and my life, politicians, religious leaders, have a huge impact on people's lives. Okay, there you go. There is the third P, which we're talking about first, which is we project a reality. We affect a reality. We engage in a reality. We just affect this. Now, the second part is by what means we affect reality. It's the processing. And that's really where spiritual work is. If the projection of reality is ultimately the result of spiritual life, then how we process is everything. And how you process reality has everything to do with how you have been taught to process reality. I don't know about you, but I will often hear my mother and or my father come out of my mouth. You know, their words. Not always that kind, I can tell you. But, you know, their effect on me really formed how I process reality. Probably how I raise my children, for good or bad, was affected by their programming. They programmed into me how I process reality. So did wonderful people I've met. I still have contact with my third grade teacher. I forget which, but I still have contact with her. Wonderful woman. Huge impact in my life. One of the great benefits of Facebook is that I still get to contact Katie and have chats with her. You know, she's older. I'm older. A couple weeks ago, we had a little exchange, and she said I was just a wonderful thoughtful little boy. And it meant a lot to hear that, you know. So there are people who do good things, who put good things into you. The world, unfortunately, the way we've constructed it, doesn't always put good things into us. Doesn't always program us in good ways, but nevertheless, there's the programming, right? How we think religiously, how we think academically, how we think morally, how we organize our lives, all part of how we process. And that process is very much a programming that we have been programmed to perceive, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, and to process and to produce reality in a certain way. So the process of the PPP is really where the work has to be done. Because really, I'm convinced what spirituality truly is not these sort of conceptual ideas about who God is or what it means to be holy or any of this. It is simply putting into our life the programming of love, of kindness, of generosity, of hope, of gentleness, of patience. Can't make it any more simple than that. Spirituality is not, you know, partaking in certain sacraments or not partaking, believing or not believing. Those are all sort of external things, and they can help or they can hinder. Spirituality ultimately is just a reprogramming, a deprogramming, a deprogramming, and a reprogramming of who we are. That we are putting new software into how we live, if you want to look at it that way. And that software is about love. It's about kindness. It's about generosity. It's about forgiveness. It's about all those qualities that Jesus taught, Buddha taught, Gandhi taught, Dr. King taught, Mother Teresa, that we seem to ignore and forget. The reason we ignore them is because they do transform us. And we don't want to be transformed because we are products of a false programming. And we will resist that being extracted from us. Now, the third P, or the first P, that I want to talk about is how we perceive. Because we are all scanning reality, looking for patterns to latch on to, looking for meaning. We're all looking for meaning. We're all looking for some existential sort of grounding. As I shared with my friend, as he shared with me, you know, we can be looking at the exact same thing and processing it in a different way. So, you know, we are all looking at reality. We're all looking for meaning. We're all perceiving the same things. You know, today I will probably present a lesson to the children in the class I'm in. Each one of those kids will perceive that lesson in a different way. It's just the way it is. 8+ billion of us on the planet, 8+ billion of us perceiving things differently. As I said, I got the puppy on my lap. I perceive it as something peaceful. Someone else may perceive it as an inconvenience to have the puppy on their lap. So we each perceive differently, but we all perceive. So now let's flip it all around, right? We perceive. How we process matters, and how we process affects the reality we produce in our life. Some people call it, you know, you can talk about manifesting things, and I think there's some truth to that. Of course, often when we talk about what it means to manifest things in our life, we're talking about manifesting aspects of ego. And that's not good. So, what I'm talking about is perceiving, processing through love, and then manifesting something deeper than ego, something more real, more tangible, more loving. There you have it. A little different look at the PPP. I hope this is good with you. I'm going to go take my shower now, get this puppy off my lap, much to his chagrin, and get ready for work. Thanks for your time. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.